Saturday, April 19th. SodaCon's coming in hot. We got Chris Reeves coming in hot, joining us today to talk about some of the human side. And what's more human than getting together at the same time at an event? I don't know. Here I go. The people really want to know who I is and who they dehumanized us during the pandemic, and we're rehumanizing.
Oh.
Rehumanizing the industry with as many live events as we can.
I like it. This guy coming in on a Saturday, not even holding punches. I love it.
Those are the things we can say on Saturdays.
That's what we get to say on Saturday. It's not the things we can't say podcast, but we can say a little more to these Saturday.
I know. We have a very special, if you get our email, we do send an email out every morning, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. And it's a real fun read. Chris, who's going to join us in a second, is the head writer. And it's just so much fun to read the news in automotive, stuff that's going on in culture. Kyle absolutely loves the This Day in History section.
Every single day I get excited.
Scroll to the bottom. Yesterday was Paul Revere's ride yesterday. Or it was 2 days ago.
Who even knows that that's the reality?
I know.
But I'm glad someone's tracking it.
Yeah, right. I know. It's like, what day is really Easter? Well, I don't know. But the point of me saying all this is that we did something today in the email that we've never done before. And we're going to do it here on the show that we've never done before. A SodaCon is coming in May 15th, 16th, or 14th, 14th through 16th, however you want to do it. Tickets are ramping up real quick. We're going to have a way bigger SodaCon than we did last year because we've already surpassed what attendance was last year already. And in our last 30 days of ticket sales last year, we sold 50% of our tickets. So it's setting up to be super packed. And so we are giving people who get the Saturday email or the email that you can get at asodu.com or listen to the Saturday podcast, a $200 off code if you're a dealer. The code is RECHARGE200. So if you go to asodacon.com, put in the code RECHARGE200 for your dealer ticket, you'll get $200 off, and that will only happen if you do it this weekend. Sunday midnight, it's over. We're not going to do it again. There you go. How's that? That was fun to do. Now I know why people do those.
We got a ticket offer. It's like that's the fun thing.
And if you're Grant Cardone, you say things like that multiple times in one day for the same
every
event.
Single day.
Yeah, you'll get 17 emails. They'll be like, I swear it's the last time. I swear it. I swear it. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Chris is I'm just here with my popcorn.
Yeah. No, I feel like you've really made it. As a podcaster, as a content creator, whenever you start talking about HelloFresh style codes, it means you've achieved, you've broken out of that,
you must, right. You must be sponsored. You must be rich. You must be popular. You must be all the things. And if you have colored lights behind you, we all know that's true.
Yeah. We all know what these guys do.
Well, it's funny that we're talking about influencers and podcasts this week, our YouTube thumbnail for one of the days where we talked about the Fisker Ocean and review, what's going on with Fisker. It was featured in Marques Brown Lee's, one of his videos, and he's got 18 plus million followers. And then another YouTube reviewer who's got 6-something million followers. Yeah. And then Will Gadara, who's going to be the keynote speaker, the author of Unreasonable Hospitality. We're going to be with him in a couple of weeks at a SodaCon. He wore the Love People More Than You Love Car shirt on his social feeds while he was reading stories. I feel like we're good. We're good. The people that need to know need to know. They know now.
Yeah. HelloFresh should be asking us for a sponsorship.
Someone call HelloFresh. Get your recharge 200 ticket.
Even get a mention in the show notes, Marques. You can't do that. Didn't do that. Chris, you always bring us, Christy is, she's out today, but you're going to carry the torch like you always do so well. You usually bring some of the more human stories to the forefront on Saturday. It's part of the fun of the show. What do you got for us today?
Yeah. I think this this week, I it's funny, I do have a story to zoom in on and really talk about, but I almost want to talk about how perfectly this week captured the importance of these stories and how these stories play a big part even in planning for a SodaCon and everything we make. It's it's that honor spotlight that's going around. But Christy actually wrote the first part of this. She on Thursday released a write-up of a skills conference that a friend of ours, George Opel, he wrote about on his LinkedIn. He just kind of shared. I think he volunteered to like judge some little competitions at the show. And she wrote about it from this very like, here's the industry like pouring into these students who will someday become people who work within the industry, you know, in service lanes or wherever they may end up. So it's just a story we love to tell about how the industry is investing in people before they are, you know, a profitable investment, you know, like they're constantly seeing the people and not just the deals and things. But after she wrote it up, she released it. It was a, you know, a great story. It covered the details pretty well. George actually sent me a message and said like, hey, I just want you to know these people also were very instrumental in bringing that story to life. So Friday, we talked about the same event, but I wrote it just kind of centering on the collaborative effort that went into bringing that story to life, because it was not just dealerships, but actually OEMs who partnered up. Like I want to say it was like Subaru of America and BMW of North America who provided all of the vehicles and equipment that the students were working on at this conference. Yeah. So to me, that right there is just like, when you think BMW, Subaru, you think probably first, and it's fair to say, like you immediately would probably think, oh, they're in competition with one another for market share or whatever. But no, you know, sure, you want to sell your cars, but these guys are saying like, yeah, but what's more important is that there are people to continue in this, continue making this industry one that is changing our country, our world for the better. You know, if the automotive industry vanished tomorrow, there would be way more than how do we buy cars missing from our society.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that last phrase got me all like, okay, we're about to do an hour podcast on you on a Saturday. You better watch it. Yeah. I mean, this is the part that we are consistently trying to draw out. And I'm so appreciative of you and Christy doing this every single week in the unique way that you do. But the way that you've just explained that in like, yes. And actually we were on with Diana Lee and her podcast is going to be coming out yesterday.
Oh boy. She really brought it all.
This really interesting dynamic between extreme competition and extreme familial nature of the industry is ever present. It's like, I will, whether it's salesperson to salesperson or dealership to dealership, they're like, we are in competition and I will crush you. And at the same time, they're like, we'll be the people that come pick you up when you're down. We will collaborate together to see the future of the success of the industry happen, right? Like there's a both and in this industry that's so attractive and so fun. And I'm just grateful that we get to highlight it every day.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's like without naming it, the agreement is that, yeah, we're going to, you know, obliterate one another, you know, at sales. But ultimately, success is not defined by sales. It's defined by something we are working on together. Mm-hmm. And like, they don't have to hold a press conference to say it. People who know already know.
Right. No doubt. No doubt. Yeah. Chris, we're going to be at a SoCon together. You're going to be there. What yeah. I would love to think, like, you're going to be with people who are doing things like this, right? Like Liza Myers Borchers, people who are investing heavily in the community, investing in the next generations, training them. Patrice Banks, right? Doing it with Girls Auto Clinic. Mm-hmm. We're just going to be with a lot of people who are constantly doing that. You've now been to several SoCons. You've been a part of all of them. You've been to NADA. You've interacted. What are the conversations that you have when you're in person with these people?
I mean, this is a silly answer, but it's the only true answer, I think. It just depends on who I'm talking to, mm-hmm. you know, like, man, everybody who comes to these events, be it a SoCon or, you know, one that we're visiting, NADA or whatever, like eventually you learn something unique has brought them to this industry. They both what it offered them and what they had to offer. Like right. That's two unique things there, but also their expectation for it is beautifully unique. Everybody is trying to push forward toward a better world. And for some people that means, hey, I've got to get a stable paycheck and that's day one. But by the end, those people are saying, you know what? I've got a stable paycheck now, and I want to get 100 more people a stable paycheck. So I'm going to open the girls' auto clinic. You know, I'm going to do whatever it takes to see that this generative society of, you know, picking one another up is expanding, not just deepening, you know, because it has to be movement in both directions. It has to deepen the value that it brings to people committed to it, but also, like, it's a place where nobody kicks the ladder, you know?
Yes.
And so, yeah, I think some people I talk to, I want to say, like, John Ellis, he and I somehow, we always end up talking about ancient history, which is wild. I love,
you know, like, that sounds so accurate, though. That's great.
The parallels that he and I see between the movement of the early church and the automotive industry, he's the only person who talks about it the same way that I see it.
See, now we're gonna have to get y'all on stage on that.
Yeah, we will. Maybe.
Chat that guy.
Without
and then doubt. I talk to people who, you know, every day they show up and they have no idea how many cars their team sold, but they know so and so has a new car now. You know, whoever's on their team is the one with a car. You know, so like I love borrowing the perspective of the human impact from people with more humans that you can't. What's that? There's a number. A person can only know 250 people at a time.
Ah.
But if all 250 of those people are bringing 10 stories of people they know, then exponentially your ability to be optimistic about the impact you're having on the world grows because other people are sharing the positive impacts they're seeing too. So it just becomes this, you know, like a pond full of tadpoles of good stories.
Well, I think that's the best way to end it. In your words,
on full of stories,
growing your ability to be optimistic about the world. That is what we're doing at AsotaCon. That's what we're doing every day. Chris is in the email. We'll see you soon.